WTAW News Time, 4 minutes after 8, the temperature 79. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. I'm Bill Oliver. Motorists on the Earl Rudder Freeway reminded, construction resumes in less than 30 minutes now on the new on and off ramps from Harvey Road. This will be in the northbound direction. Also affected, the closure of the inside lane of the northbound frontage road and the speed limit through the construction zone will again be at 60 miles an hour. Take 2 months for this leg of the project to get finished, according to TxDOT. For the second time in 4 weeks, the Bryan City Council received an update on the long-range capital improvements plan. While staff received no feedback the first time, a couple of council members had questions in the more recent presentation. Paul Madison asked Public Works Director Jason Barfnick about extending Waco Street, which is on Bryan's east side, so it goes from Villa Maria to Highway 21.
We did have a project from Cole Street over to Villa Maria, a section of Waco Street that doesn't exist. We have started acquiring some of the property. I don't think we ever acquired all the property. We'll get that information and provide it to council on where we are with the undeveloped section of right-of-way that we started acquiring and seeing what it would take to do the rest of the project. I know down at the intersection of Waco and MLK, there's a little triangle piece there that had some houses. I don't think we've acquired one or two of those properties.
The council scheduled to vote on the CIP a week from today. Firefighters had a busy holiday weekend. Through 5 o'clock yesterday, College Station had 99 calls, among them an illegal trash fire off Dowling Road between Rock Prairie and Graham. Battalion Chief Thomas Gill says a storage building was lost.
Yes, it was completely destroyed and all the contents that was in it. And there was exposures around it. It could have been worse, but fortunately their units were on the scene, had a quick knockdown, and were able to protect the exposures that were around that structure.
It took 20 minutes to get the fire under control, but another hour and a half was spent making sure the grass fire did not restart. That call came in at noon, or as some units were leaving the area, of a propane tank leak that closed the intersection of Rock Prairie and Bird Pond Roads for about 3 hours yesterday morning.
The trailer disconnected from the tractor and fell onto the road. It remained upright, but when it fell on the road, the underside manifold caused the gas to leak out.
Bryan and volunteer firefighters also dealt with structure fires during the weekend that began Friday night.
College Station assisted the volunteer fire department this weekend with a trailer house fire off of Highway 30. And also this morning, approximately about an hour or 2 hours before our incident, the county was on two other structure fires in their area, so it's been very busy.
In addition to the rural residential fires, Bryan firemen responded to an attic fire Monday that began from a falling ember off a barbecue grill. It's not the first time an earthquake has hit the East Texas town of Timpson. The latest tremor was yesterday just before 5 p.m., measured at 4.1 and resulted in dishes and pictures falling from walls. Nobody was hurt. Labor Day for Congressman John Carter and Roger Williams, along with Senator John Cornyn, included a visit to Fort Hood. They held a news conference to announce legislation affecting victims of the 2009 attack of the Army base. Another co-author, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
This workplace violence declaration the president made is a bunch of silliness, and we do need to get it fixed for the fairness of these folks that were attacked by Hassan.
Fort Hood military and civilian victims would be given the same benefits as the victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks at the World Trade Center, Pentagon, in Pennsylvania. Coming up Thursday, Flores will hold his next town hall meeting, Rudder High School in Bryan, starting at 5:30. A quarterfinalist in last year's America's Got Talent TV show spent about 5 hours in the Brazos County Jail Sunday morning. 21-year-old Eric Nicolaides of Austin argued with College Station police at his girlfriend's apartment during a loud party. According to the arrest report, he yelled at officers that they had no right to be in the apartment. He attempted to bite the leg of one of the officers, and it took 4 officers to get him outside. While the Brazos Valley Fair starts the day after tomorrow, the State Fair of Texas has announced its annual Fried Food Honors, best taste going to a fried Cuban roll filled with chopped ham and pork shoulder, cheese, and pickles. Most creative went to a Thanksgiving dinner of stuffing, turkey, and cream corn rolled into a ball and deep fried. Other contenders, deep-fried Nutella, King Ranch casserole, and chicken-fried meatloaf. WTAW News Time, 9 minutes after 8. The temperature is 79. News brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news after 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. The Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep-drilled bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.com.
Through the night, we'll generally have partly cloudy skies, or there could be a shower thunderstorm mainly to the west and north. Low temperatures 75 to 79. During the day on Tuesday, sunshine and building clouds. Maybe an isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm, and well up in the 90s. Fair warm weather at night, low temperature mid-70s. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, high temperature into the upper 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And you know, if it was 8 o'clock at night, that would be the perfect weather forecast, but since it's not.
Yeah.
What do you have?
More stuff.
Oh, thank you.
For the next time the computer goes down.
Bill Hand delivering. Thank you. Bill Hand delivering me things so that we can have programming. In the meantime, it's time for Jethro Trivia. And you know what? We don't play Jethro Trivia today, but our guests do.
Ooh.
Yeah, because we already know the answer because we did this story earlier last week. So we're going to find out because this is, after all, about real current events. And so Leah's returned. How are you today?
I'm good.
You were someplace where it wasn't as hot as here?
Yeah, the high at my mom's was 78.
Oh, well, good. Thanks a lot. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm good.
Goodbye, Leah.
I'm glad somebody can enjoy that.
Nothing like coming back to 105.
That's right. And then Burl's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Okay. All right, so here we go. It's Jethro Trivia, our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. A farmer in China was distraught last week after an unknown perpetrator broke into his farm and freed what? A, his livestock, B, cockroaches, C, his hostages, or D, his long-suffering wife. Once again, you remember this one, don't you,
ooh,
Kevin?
I know.
Right.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
A farmer in China distraught last week after an unknown perpetrator broke into his farm and freed what? A, his livestock, B, cockroaches, C, his hostages, or D, his long-suffering wife. Leah, you're first.
Well, livestock make too much sense, so I'm going to go with cockroaches.
Cockroaches, there you go. Okay, Burl.
I'm going to go with hostages.
Okay.
Attaboy.
For all our Chinese listeners. It's cockroaches, actually, as a matter of fact. The story first reported that $16,000 worth of cockroach eggs had been raised in, you know, the little bugs inside this plastic greenhouse on his property. An unknown perpetrator snuck into the farm, destroyed the greenhouse, releasing a million cockroaches in the process. So there you are. Raid. All right. So let's find out what's going on at the Humane Society. What do you have for us today?
Well, we have no cockroaches.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, but we have plenty of dogs and cats to choose from. So we had a great weekend, actually. Surprisingly enough, a football game weekend. We had 5 adoptions on Saturday alone, which is very not typical. Usually our numbers are, well, usually on Saturdays, football game days, we stare at each other. So
yeah, pretty quiet.
So
we're getting to be a bigger town, okay?
Where there's people who are not interested in football, shockingly enough. So they came out and did some adoptions. Great opportunity there. We are open on Saturdays 11 to 3. And it was, you know, you never know who you're going to get coming in and so forth, and or what we will get, I should say, coming in. And you might just have some dachshunds in for Wienerfest, which is just around the corner. It's about a month away because it is October 5th out at Wolf Pen Creek. We've had it out at Wolf Pen Creek the last couple of years. It's a great venue out there. So as we get the specifics down for like the pre-day race practice and so on and so forth, I'll bring that information as well. But it's a great opportunity to come out if you have a dachshund, to have your dachshund race in the wiener races. And if you have a non-dachshund, they can race in the wannabe a wiener race and participate in the costume contest as well. This year gives you about a month, well, not quite a month, about 2-3 weeks before Halloween to try out your costume for your pet. So it'll be a little bit warmer since it is at the beginning of October. So maybe adjust your pet's costume appropriately as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, really. Don't need to mink wrap or anything.
Right? So it's a whole lot of fun. People come up with really great creative ideas for their costumes. So you better start thinking now because it's only a month away. Sponsors, we always take sponsors for that. Along with booth participants, we have everything from specific breed rescue groups out there to other vendors and even just not necessarily specific animal vendors. But get your booth applications in if you're interested. For more information, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. Find a lot of information, regular updates on pets and so forth on our Facebook page, Aggieland Humane Society. Now, with the football season also, our PetSmart schedule is a little different. We will not be at PetSmart on home football game days. So we just, most of our PetSmarts are adoption days are run by volunteers and their students, and they're having a great time at the football game. Yeah. So again, for more information, you can visit us at aggielandhumane.org. Come out and actually visit us at 5359 Leonard Road, maybe on your way out to the fair, which is this weekend. We will actually be, our staff and volunteers are ticket takers this Friday. The fair is graciously donating $5 for every hour that our volunteers participate out there per volunteer. So it's a really quick, easy fundraiser for us. So if you didn't get involved this year, think about it for next year because it is open even to our non-general volunteers if you want to just help with this one-time event. So we have volunteers that, you know, drag their roommates out or their husbands and whatnot for this event. So it's a lot of fun. And that's again this Friday. So we'll have a booth out there the entire time. So go by there and check us out and ask Carrie any additional questions or whatnot while you're out there. Volunteer orientation, because there's a new group in town, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 5:30. That's for volunteers and foster care. And we're always looking for foster care homes as well. So,
all right. We'll look forward to that. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep. We visit the folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And as mentioned, Burl's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Scott.
We have a big event coming up before the end of the month, do we not?
It's the biggest time of the year for the Chamber. It's our biggest
fundraiser.
It's
the most wonderful time of the year.
It is.
How's that? Okay.
Yeah. Lobster Fest and Golf.
Okay.
It's sponsored by the Bank and Trust as our title sponsor, and it's Sunday, April 22nd for golf. I'm for the Lobster Fest at the Brazos Center from 6 to 9, followed on Monday by the Golf Classic at Briarcrest Country Club. So you can still get tables for Lobster Fest and tickets. It's a great dinner, great time to meet folks, and we have a wonderful list of items for the live and silent auction. We're trying to create the biggest one in Brazos County. So we've got
the biggest lobster fest. The biggest dog.
That too.
Yeah, well, I think we got that
too. we won that one. We're expanding our goals.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And then for golf, we still got some teams available. You can put a team together for $800 or a single player for two, and enjoy Lobster Fest as part of that. And again, it's just a great time to reward your clients, reward your employees, or just come out and have some fun.
Okay, sounds like a good thing. And then, moving on.
We have our annual community leadership briefing, sponsored by American Lube Centers and Texas Commercial Waste. This is the first time we'll have it at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum in their classroom, so they've decided to come and get engaged and host that.
Wonderful.
It's a great event for people who are new to the community, new to business, in a position where they need to, you know, reach out and meet some of the civic leaders and government leaders here in town. It's a one-day program from 8 to 4. Tickets are $75, And again, it's a great time to meet the mayors, meet the representatives, media. So it's a great time to get a one-stop shop, get connected to your community.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. That's from 8 until 4, an all-day thing. But again, as you say, jammed all together in one day. And you got a business after hours coming up, do you?
We always do. It's free. Yeah. It's fun. It's business after hours, and it's going to be at Sterling Auto Group. They were one of the first groups that really got business after hours going. Food, drink, even music. It'll be a really good time, a great atmosphere. And that's Thursday, September 19th from 5:30 to 7.
Manuel throws a great party.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Has done that for years for us.
And it's free.
Yeah.
So bring some cards, bring a friend, come out and say hi. It's a great time and a great tradition in this town.
All right. Ribbon clippings?
Catholic Charities this Friday at 11:30. And then next week, we got Love and Care. So we're going to bring some of our dogs to the event and see how that goes. Mm-hmm. I know my dog Clifford has stayed there and in the Vegas room. And
Clifford?
He was mum's the word when he came out.
Yeah, well, you know, what happens at Vegas stays. Is Clifford like a big red dog or is it not?
Only one time on Halloween when Petco decided they would dye him for free.
Oh, my God.
They said it'd be red.
Yeah.
Came out fuchsia.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. You got pictures, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And he went from Clifford the Big Red Dog to the Pink Panther.
Okay. All right. You got a platinum member sponsor today?
St. Joseph Manor.
Got it. Okay. Thanks a lot, Burl. All right. Visit with the folks from the Humane Society and the Chamber on Tuesdays. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have. And with whom? Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Stocks appear headed for a higher start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. With a potential attack on Syria apparently on hold for now, investors will likely focus on merger news today. Microsoft is buying most of Nokia and licensing its patent portfolio in a deal worth more than $7 billion. Verizon completed a $130 billion deal to acquire Vodafone's stake in Verizon Wireless. Jarden Corporation is buying Yankee Candle, and Hillshire Brands will acquire Golden Island Jerky. Home prices continued their recovery over the summer. CoreLogic reports that in July, residential property values were up nearly 12.5% from July of last year. Prices were up in 99 of the nation's 100 largest cities. Sony Pictures' One Direction, This Is Us, debuted in first place at movie theater box offices over the weekend. And Starbucks brings back its pumpkin spice latte today, a fall standard in the beverage industry. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Where's this one going?
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia is next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.Yeah!
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Hey, Aggies fans, don't miss your chance to see Coach Sumlin and the Aggies as they hit the gridiron in College Station Saturday, September 7th for a showdown with the Sam Houston State Bearcats. And you can only watch the game on pay-per-view. Call your cable or satellite provider today to get in on the action for $39.95. The Aggies are regarded as one of the best teams in the nation, and they're ready to live up to their winning ways again in 2013. Catch the Sam Houston State Bearcats and Texas A&M Aggies Saturday, September 7th. tonight, only on pay-per-view.
Well, with a 52-31 win under his belt, Coach Kevin Sumlin will join you over many of these same stations tonight with the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show.
I've learned something about our team every week. I think they learned some things about me, too. These guys have played very, very hard up until the last play of the game. What you find out from, there's just like any organization, certain guys can handle it and certain guys can't.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show tonight, 7 to 8, Wings and More on University Drive in College Station. Come join us live for the show or join us here on this radio station, 7 to 8 tonight. Texas A&M takes on Sam Houston at 6 o'clock, Kyle Field Saturday night. Tickets remain for that game. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, you wouldn't think that losing weight can be very expensive, but it can. No matter if you go to a doctor or go to one of those commercial weight loss programs in the mall, it's going to cost you a small fortune. But how would you like to go on a doctor-designed diet, lose all the weight you want to lose, and all for about one-tenth the price? Well, that's exactly what the Dr. Steelman diet from the Activate company is, and costs less than your first visit to a doctor or a weight loss center. And right now, in the midst of this really bad economy, isn't it nice to know that you can get help losing all the weight you want to lose and save a bunch of money at the same time? All you have to do is call 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411. Or you can visit them on the web at activateproducts.com. That's active, the number 8, products.com. Or 800-465-4411. Do you remember the New World Order? I do. I'll bet if you think about it, you do too. It was an idea that came along during the first Bush presidency and not long after the fall of the Soviet Union. I don't think there's any question now that it was President Reagan's aggressive policies towards the communists that eventually did them in. With the fall of the Soviet Union and their country being divvied up to about 20 independents, the Cold War eventually came to an end, which prompted our then-President George Herbert Walker Bush to declare a new world order. The idea was complete and total cooperation between nations. A new, kinder, gentler world society was about to emerge, one that was heading towards a literal world government. One world government, one world order. I'll bet you can guess that not everyone was happy to hear that news. A number of patriotic groups threw up protests and spoke openly about not allowing some foreign power or authority to have legal influence in America. And even some of the churches got into the act. A conference of televangelists decided that, well, this was as good a cause as any for the time, and started berating the whole idea. A few of them even got the idea that it was inspired by the devil. Yep, according to two national evangelists that we could find, the whole thing was the plan of Satan to bring the coming of the Antichrist to America and give him domination over all of us. The New World Order was going to be the end of America and the world as we knew it. And it would all happen before the turn of the century. Well, that's not the first prediction that didn't come true, is it? But there is one thing you might be interested in knowing. And how it fits, I'm not sure. But it's a little-known fact that since the day President George Bush, the first one, declared a new world order, there has been more chaos around the globe than any other same period of time, with the exception of a world war. Bloody civil wars in 5 of the former Soviet republics, wars in Iran, Iraq, Bosnia, Chechnya, Tunisia, Palestine, Israel, 9 African nations. Well, you get the idea of a new world order? It was a grand idea, I guess, but as usual, they forgot to include one little item in their idealistic plan. Human nature.
Cooking sprays claim to be fat-free, even though the first ingredient is oil. Are manufacturers trying to trick us? Not according to Utah State University food scientist Karen Allen. She says the FDA determines serving sizes, in this case, a third of a second of spray time, and companies are legally bound to state that a serving with less than 5 calories and a half a gram of fat is calorie and fat free.
I don't think most people have a stopwatch sitting there where they could really time that third or fourth of a second, but that is the law.
She says cooking sprays actually contain about 2 calories per serving.
So even if we have a little heavier finger and do 10 times the amount, that would still only give you about 20 calories worth of fat.
Which is still much less than you'd get by using liquid oil. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
WTAW News Time, 8:30. Temperature is 80. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. With football season here, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Go to redvelvetinn.com. I'm Bill Oliver. Homes in the southwest College Station neighborhood were threatened by an illegal fire yesterday. Battalion Chief Thomas Gale says a trash fire ignited a grass fire that consumed a storage building off Dowling Road between Graham and Rock Prairie.
The initial report was a report of a grass fire prior to the units arriving. Because of the dry conditions, the fire did spread to an outdoor storage building and was heavily involved when our units arrived on the scene, and there was exposures on the back side of it and to another residence. But the firefighters were able to confine it to the original origin of structure.
Gale says it was not a large fire, but dangerous because of the combustible materials.
We also have a rehab unit that responds with us that has the water and the Gatorade that is there, you know, as soon as the firefighters most of the time get there. And again, our safety officer and the personnel on the scene, you know, they really pay attention to the firefighters to make sure they don't get overheated.
College Station firefighters also dealt with a leaking propane tank that fell off a trailer at the intersection of Bird Pond and Rock Prairie yesterday morning.
The company was contacted to help offload the contents. Road was blocked off. Gas monitoring equipment was set up to make sure there wasn't any problems around the surrounding areas until the scene was mitigated.
Repairs to the pavement also had to be made after the tank fell from the trailer. Well, as of a couple of minutes ago, it is officially a construction zone back on the freeway, this time northbound from about Southwest Parkway past Harvey Road. Since the on and off ramps with Harvey are being relocated, that means a 60-mile-an-hour construction zone along with the northbound frontage road being narrowed to one lane and those on and off ramps being closed for at least 2 months. College Station police getting called to loud parties the night before or the night after home football games or on holiday weekends. Not unusual, nor is someone being arrested for interfering with public duties and resisting arrest. The person, though, that was arrested early Sunday morning was seen by many on America's Got Talent last year. Officers say Eric Nicolaides of Austin opened an apartment door identifying himself as the resident. When it turned out to be his girlfriend's place, he's accused of yelling that the police had no right to be there, and it took 4 officers to move him to a patrol car. After 5 hours in jail, the AGT quarterfinalist was released from jail after posting bond. More than 200 capital improvement projects have been identified in the city of Bryan with a total price tag of $328 million. That was part of the second presentation in the last 4 weeks before the city council. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick identified about $8 million of major street work for next year coming from the city's transportation fee.
We have Sims from William J. Bryan to Highway 21, a concrete reconstruction. And won't be reconstructing probably the whole street, but we'll go in and selectively replace some concrete panels to improve the ride. Old Reliance from new section at high school to city limits, and then Austin's Colony overlays to preserve the existing pavement.
As previously reported, another $8 million in general fund money is proposed for next year to rebuild West 28th, Old Hearn Road, and Wilkes Street. A new fire truck and expanding the city cemetery also planned for next year. A number of federal lawmakers continue to push for helping military and civilian victims of the Fort Hood shootings, including Congressman Bill Forrest of Bryan.
John Carter and I are working on a bill that would provide for the victims of this terrorist attack to receive the benefits they would have if they had gotten shot or been injured in overseas conflict.
Carter, among those at Fort Hood on Labor Day, announcing legislation that would give those victims the same benefits as those affected by the 9/11 attacks. Back to Four, as a reminder, he's hosting his next town hall meeting Thursday at 5:30 at Rudder High School in Bryan. Texas farmers and ranchers have been slow to embrace social media, but that appears to be changing.
Although not considered a top priority, developing and maintaining a social media presence can be beneficial to a farmer's image. AgFax media analyst Owen Taylor says it's not that difficult.
Everybody out there is telling a story now. If a farmer wants to become involved, it's certainly a doable thing. It may look mysterious at first, but it's just a matter of adopting little tools and pieces and bringing them all together.
He says farmers have a lot of credibility that they can capitalize on by using the social media. Tony Purcell, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 25 from 9. The temperature is 81. The news brought to you by Red Velvet Inn. More news at 12 noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With football season here, your home may start getting a little crowded. With friends and family traveling to town, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. There is still some space available this fall, so contact the Red Velvet Inn now. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584. That's 777-5584.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and a summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
New Bluebell chocolate peanut butter ice cream takes a classic flavor combination to a new level of perfection. Combine rich chocolate ice cream together with a creamy peanut butter swirl, and you elevate fantastic into stupendous.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all Brookshire Brothers stores and Village Foods in Bryan.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Ashley Furniture Home Store, American Lube Center, Team Auto, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call to 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Look for a high temperature today, about 98 degrees. The good news is a 40% chance of some showers today, 40%. Now, there are no mentions of rain for the rest of the week, but at least today, 40%. Low each night around 78 or so, so we'll see. Right now, what do we got, like 83 out there, something like that? Oh, wait, I have...
A construction project?
Wow. Was that you, Bill?
Sure was.
Everything all right in there?
So far.
Okay.
There's
good.
A big old bear in there.
I just heard silence, so I thought I'd better occupy the space somehow.
No, it's okay. It was just a pregnant pause for dramatic effect.
Okay.
No, actually. This, given to me yesterday by Bill Oliver, news director, we have a big birthday for today.
Whose big birthday?
It's the lava lamp.
Wow.
Yeah, the lava lamp. Call them a 60s relic or a hippie home accessory. Lava lamps have been casting their dim but groovy light on interiors for half a century, having hit British shelves 50 years ago.
While you're doing that, I'd like to thank Clip Howard.
Why?
He went hunting day before yesterday and brought doves in.
Did he?
And that's what I made for dinner last night.
Oh, okay.
They were wonderful.
Well, all right. I'll remember that.
Good morning, Brian Brown, Cassie. This is Lexi.
Hi. Is Mr. Downs in?
He's not in the office right now. Would you like to leave him a voicemail?
No, that's okay. Thanks. Last thing I want to do is leave him a voicemail. I thought he was here. I was looking down. Okay, we'll see. We'll try his cellular telephone and see if he's here. Because he's got a...
Really? We're sorry.
Your call... Just one more thing that hasn't worked today. It's a comedy of errors.
I know it is. All right, we're going to... Yeah, no, to this point, yeah, we can't... We couldn't get it out of the dish if we had to. So, yeah. See, he's in the elevator.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Ben. Are you in a meeting?
Well, I'm meeting Chris Willis out in the hallway. Is that the same thing as a meeting?
Well, I don't know. Okay.
Would you like for me to come to your studio?
Sure, if you'd like to do that, sure. Why not?
Well, yeah.
That may be the safest thing.
Coffee, great. See anything, or just bring myself.
Okay, that'd be fine. Why don't you do that?
Wonderful.
Thanks. Okay, bye. All right. Thanks.
Considering everything else that's happened, it's probably a pretty good thing.
Yeah, goes otherwise. Yeah, I want him to come in and maybe the machine will mess up. Dusty did yeoman work today. I mean,
yes, he did.
He spent a long time in here. He and the computer did have a meeting, and he was to the point where he had the ball peen hammer, and he was pounding it in his hand, talking in very gentle tones to the computer, and the computer...
Those gentle tones, none of which can be aired due to FCC regulations.
The computer now gets it, I think. So anyway, here's Mr. Downs. How are you today?
Well, it's off. Look good.
Yeah.
See,
I think somebody's been listening.
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
Day, Scott. How are you today?
Good. Well, and it was very interesting because
Didn't you change computers? Why didn't you reboot? Why didn't you have Kevin play the spot?
Excuse
there
me.
There's all kinds of thousands.
We were working on all of those things.
We changed the computers twice.
I cannot make this thing.
I see that. You want to go over to this one? It's fine.
No. This is just OCD work. Yeah. I'm trying to get all the little squares holding the microphone.
We rebooted four times. Then we couldn't find the rush feed because it had no place to land this morning. So that was in a completely different situation. So it was almost like it was a Tuesday after a holiday.
You would think the holiday would be where the failure would
enter
into things. Because really it was just because all the air staff was here and everything. It was the little equipment was having to work just like regular.
Well, and the thing is it worked fine yesterday. So something happened from the time that we finished the show yesterday to this morning because it worked. Anyway.
Need any cabinets painted? I am a cabinet painting fool. I'm now up to about... I have now painted a total of 70 doors and drawers in Shea Downs, and I am almost good at this.
Are you spraying them?
Well, yeah. What do you think? Go over to Lowe's and grab some Krylon or something? No, they don't sell...
No.
Well, I don't know if they sell Krylon anymore at Lowe's. But anyway, you think I just go... No, I've got this fantastic airless sprayer, and I'm just putting, there's not a safe bug at my house right now because they're all painted white.
So I'll
and some of the plants and flower bed as well.
Because I start a project tomorrow that has to do with painting of cabinetry.
Well, in that case, withdraw my offer. But yes, I am. I am.
See, that was very quick.
Yeah, really.
Well, how quick does it need to be?
Yeah.
I mean, boy, howdy, I'm out of
here. I can paint anything except Scott's stuff.
Let me ask you. Kevin, you got anything needs painting?
No, actually, I don't.
Well, you see, that's the answer I was hoping for. But anyway, did this week.
How's the airless painter work?
Oh, it's great.
Okay.
It's great.
Without
it's like
air?
It's like the, you know, it's how the big guys do it.
I know.
They take it outside. It and just like my son, the very patient construction guy said, painting is 90% surface prep.
Yes.
And so I spent most of the day sanding and filling and filling and sanding, and my goodness, it looks good. I feel very good about myself.
What color?
Well, white. What color do you think I was going to paint stuff?
I don't know.
Just so you put it basic. Put it on a sawhorse. Where do you put them when you're spraying them?
I get 2x4s and stretch them.
Scott's
across,
taking notes
across sawhorses.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I do? Yeah. Now you know they sell those things called painter's pyramids. Have you ever seen those? That you can flip your thing over there.
Right.
I have found that in trying to flip something over to on the painter's pyramid, the little painter's pyramids go flying across the neighborhood. Cats pick them up, run with them.
Really?
Neighborhood dogs and children, they love them. Lawnmower finds them. So what I do is I have some finishing nails, and I just just put them in like a quarter, about a half inch deep, and I set the, instead of using painter's pyramids to keep it off the 2x4s, I set it on those three points of very small contact, and they don't move.
They don't,
No, they're little nails in 2x4. You can even pick those 2x4s up and take them in the garage if it looks like a 20% chance of rain.
Yeah, well, don't have to worry
about
that.
Anyway, that's what I'm doing. I'm the construction I had someone stop me in Lowe's. I've got nothing against Home Depot. I give Home Depot and everybody else some of my business. But Lowe's is across the street, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, I had someone stop me in Lowe's this weekend and ask how the project was going. And I said it did slow down since my day labor, Lily, had to start school back again.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But we could see the finish line.
So the airless sprayer is a container. You fill it up and psh, is that it?
No, you don't fill it up. That's an air.
Or it draws out of it. Okay.
It's like a big giant straw over there in this bucket.
Yeah. Well, I may borrow that from you.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Okay. You won't clean it up though.
Yeah, I will.
No, you won't.
You've got to. If you don't clean it, it won't work the next time.
I don't think that enters into your equation. It's a pain to clean, and I believe that you will pronounce the phrase good enough before you hand it back to me.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, they hung up. I'm glad that we could visit with Ben Vila.
Yeah, really.
Well,
yeah.
Really. Okay.
This is Saturday morning, huh?
Yesterday.
No, Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Saturday morning programming.
Yeah. Which one do we run? It's the money pit.
So now, anyway. did you take?
Okay, the way it works. Okay, you
did
get,
you take
you go
the hinges
over, you get
off?
The thing.
Took the hinges off and did that, right?
Well, yeah. Okay. Now, as a well-known slumlord, though, I don't know that you would actually take the hinges off. But this was my home, and so I did that. So anyway. What you do is you get your airless sprayer and you drop it into the can.
Hello.
And
You need to tell Ben that he's getting so good at this painting and sheetrocking and stuff. He ain't gonna need Harley over there no more to do any of the stuff here at the radio station.
There you go.
Harley, there's a wide bone of laziness in this boy.
Don't worry about that, Harley.
We will be calling. Do not be alarmed.
All right. See you later.
Yeah. And so, there are a few key things. Mm-hmm. One is to thin the paint a little.
Right.
So that it'll, kind of level itself out. Right. Thin the paint a little bit.
Yeah.
Never point it at the work when you turn it on. Right. Or like one giant glob 6 inches wide will go there in the front.
Right.
And you can learn that the hard way. You can just take my word for it.
Yeah. Right.
And it takes, I painted both sides of 13 doors and drawers, 13 this weekend, and, actually squeezing the handle there and about 2 minutes.
Yeah. Not bad, is it?
If you decide that you're going to do that.
And there are no brush strokes.
No brush strokes.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about that.
There are the bugs, of course. I've painted outdoors, so I have some little tiny bugs that met their doom. Yeah, but
be very,
okay.
Very quiet. I'm hunting bugs with my airless gun.
Anything else you want to know?
No,
sheetrock patching. I am a sheetrock patching fool, too. Harley is right.
Yeah,
I am.
Gotcha. No. I've actually called you in to tell you that today is the 50th anniversary, 50th birthday of the lava lamp.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine's not that old.
No, it's not. A British company began marketing the original creation as an exotic
conversation person
in 1963.
Is the stuff still a secret?
Well, we're going to see here. Since then, millions of models.
This is one of those. This is that pre-read. No, this is the don't pre-read your story.
That's
okay,
right. Yeah.
Don't you hope that right at the very bottom there, Molly Cyrus makes a statement? Go ahead.
I know how to edit that. I can do that. Mm-hmm. I can't edit on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
The design was created by a British inventor by the name of Edward Craven Walker, who was inspired by the odd-looking liquid-filled egg timer that he saw in a pub in Southwest Britain. Did you know that story?
Mm-mm.
Okay. The first model was called the, do you know?
They make them in the United States. What do they do? Go ahead.
The Astro Lamp.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Soon other models such as the Astro Mini and the Astro Nordic were created.
I believe I've seen those advertised in the back of my Batman comic books from the era.
That's it. Mathos is the company that makes the lava lamps. Remained at their factory in southwest Britain, still employing his tried and true testing formula. So it's still there.
Are you sure they don't make that in the Who Has Hay?
Well, they might now, but it says here that that's where it started.
Huh.
If only there were a way.
Yeah.
I know.
And does it skip when you try to pull
it? No, that part does fine. It has no problem. Matter of fact, NBC on its blog today had a story about it.
Mm.
And it's a little bit psychedelic, they say.
I wonder if any other industry magnates have a lava lamp in their office like I do. Mine's green, right?
It is. It's also free. You didn't have to pay for it.
Well, the Google one finally wore out.
Yeah.
And actually it got stolen. I don't know.
Ah, okay.
But anyway, the Google one got taken, so this one is actually bought and paid for.
This actually says the lava lamp is an iconic piece of British design and social trends and is celebrating its 50th birthday.
A la Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any idea why there's a bottle cap on the top of it? You know, if you take the little shiny top off,
yeah,
it's a bottle cap that they use to seal it.
Probably because that's how they were originally done.
Yeah.
And nobody could come up with that.
No, it's just too lazy to. The design works. Why screw with it?
Same reason I call Harley whenever I need something done up here. I ain't fixing it.
It says it's colored wax inside a glass vessel.
Yeah, well, there's liquid involved, too.
Well, I understand.
Yeah.
All right. Is there more?
It's a fascinating bit of work in that when it's solid.
Yes.
When it's solid, its density is, like everything else in the world, except water, heavier than in the liquid form. Mm-hmm. So that when it melts, it floats to the top, it gets solid, it goes down. But can you imagine trying to find a wax substance that melts from the heat of a light bulb?
Light bulb. Mm-hmm.
That it is so tightly controlled with the fluid in there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an equilibrium question here.
There is. Yeah.
Well,
but no, I can't
anyway,
say that.
I'll go. Mine's working.
Okay.
Right next to the Tribble.
Okay.
And I did take the Caddyshack Gopher and stick it under my desk because that was just too embarrassing when visitors came in. Kevin, have you ever seen the Caddyshack Gopher?
No, I have not.
All right.
Yeah, I've got it under my desk. It's a little 12-inch, 14-inch high gopher that dances and sings "I'm All Right."
It's all the gophers.
Well, yeah. Well, it came out the same time that Bass did, Billy Bass or whatever that thing was called. You know, the bass that swung its tail on the wall.
I don't have one of those.
I know. Well, okay, we'll work on that.
I do enjoy toys, and It is nice having this chat with you. I should have called to help you fill time earlier this morning.
It's all right.
And
apologize. Not a problem. Thank you.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few, all with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Mark your calendar, Aggieland, for Saturday, September 7th at 10 a.m. The Coalition for Life is inviting you to a community-wide event to remember the 6,400 lives that were lost to abortion in Aggieland and to celebrate the closing of Bryan Planned Parenthood Abortion Facility. You will hear from community leaders, pastors, and Planned Parenthood's former director in Bryan, Abby Johnson. This event is free to attend, so mark your calendar for September 7th at 10 a.m. on East 29th Street in Bryan. Visit coalitionforlife.com for details.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
It's 5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Lurch, did you see Lurch had a meeting with the Democrats? He did a 70-minute conference, phone conference with them, saying, this is a bad dude. You guys need to vote for us to go to war. What? You want to say something else now?
No, I'm just, that whole thing, everybody on the morning show who thinks that this is a bad plan, raise your hands.
Yeah, this is, no, we need to go in there and take care of it. We do.
You're kidding me.
Here's the problem. That
I'm an isolationist today.
You really are.
This thing's been going on since Isaac and Ishmael. It's never going to end until the second coming.
We can't solve it. You're exactly right.
The best quote was from Sarah Palin.
I'm waiting.
she said, "Let Allah figure it out. Let them beat each other to death. Winner take all."
Assad is taking care of the Christian people over there. He is. He protects them. Mm-hmm. The other guys won't. Assad's a bad guy. The other guys are bad guys. I don't see that we have a...
He's the only two-bitted dictator who will do that. All the other two-bit dictators won't care.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't see that we have... I don't see that we have a way to win. I don't see it.
There's not a win, there's just a stop.
Now, there are about 50 people out there who have just fallen over in their car hearing me say, no, let's not nuke them.
Well, you know? Yeah, but here's the other deal, is then you allow the president to save face here.
Well, that's a high priority on my list for sure.
But I'm saying, in the game of politics, that's going to end up being something that...
That's the determining factor, best I can tell, is that we poked fun at him for this red line that he ignored, and now he's taking it seriously, and I'm real sorry we poked you with a stick, Mr. President.
Yeah,
if I can do it over again, I wouldn't.
And that's just what you want to do, is empower a lame duck, you know? I'm just saying that's part of it.
But at least he's not running again, at least.
Something you should know, was that the one today where Little Known Fact Show, where they talked about all of the civil wars and things? Mm-hmm. We've gotten involved in a lot of that trouble was our making.
You betcha.
A lot of it was. Because if you're so big and so strong that you can whap people around and there's nothing they can do back to you.
Well, the other thing that's part of that.
I don't know. I am conflicted. My basic...
Wait a minute. The more we talk, we're starting to get hedged.
Yeah. No, I am not hedging. I do not think we ought to do a darn thing about this. I think there's no win, and I...
But the other part of it...
I guess I don't trust the people pulling the trigger right now. Okay?
The other part of it is that the military really does not feel like they are in a position. The idea of us going to war at the drop of the hat is long gone. I mean, that thing sailed a long time ago. We have some ships that can be repositioned.
Which they're already doing.
Right. But to get a fighting force ready, it's going to take time. Don't have the personnel. You're going to have to move assets from one place to another and take them away from someplace where they might be needed. And, you know, that becomes then a hot spot for us away from this Syrian deal. So there are a lot of different things.
Do you want to go to war with Chuck Hagel, John Kerry, and Barack Obama, or the editorial staff of Mad Magazine,
or Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, which would give you the most comfort?
Yeah, all of those things. All of those things. You're exactly right. I know what you're saying.
I'm fighting my reflexes, and I don't know if it's my politics getting in my way or if I'm just so darned old now.
Well,
no, I just don't know.
Well, but you must have confidence in your leadership too, and it's obvious that you know your last comment shows that there's not any reason to be confident in that.
My last comment. What about you?
Are you comfy with those? No, I'm in complete agreement with you. I would not defend those folks. Would not. We have too many people who are rookies in the game.
Chuck Hagel, I would figure he would at some point say, "Let's just go give them all a big old hug."
Yes, it'll make us all feel better. That's right. And then we'll have another Camp David Accord that we can all sign. How's that?
I'm going to go back to sheetrocking.
Okay. You have control over that.
Yes.
On this date in history, in 1929, the Dow Jones Industrial Average reached an all-time high. At that time, it was 381.
381?
Which was then followed by the crash of 29. That was before the crash happened. Yeah, 381 was the all-time high.
Wow.
1935, a guy named Malcolm Campbell reached 304 miles an hour on the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah. Again, that was in 1935. He's going 300 miles an hour. That's scary. I mean, that takes some big-time reflexes to be able to